Welcome to the Spiritual Success Podcast with me, Liz Roberta, a place for spiritual people who want to grow, learn, and succeed in life and in business. I'll be talking to successful spiritual entrepreneurs, authors, and thought leaders to understand what creates a meaningful and soul-aligned life. So come on in, lightworkers. This is your time to shine. Hello, and welcome to episode 57 of the Spiritual Success Podcast. It is the day after my official release date. Living in Tune is out. If you've ordered it, then your order should be on the way to you. If you haven't ordered it, then go and do so now. Even if you missed out on the pre-sale freebies that I was offering before, there are still two different freebies available inside the book. So I'm not going to be mentioning what they are, but within the book, you will find out about two more free gifts that you get with Living in Tune after you've ordered it. Oh my goodness. So I just thought I would come on and talk a little bit about what this ride has been like actually becoming a published author. I did an episode about the book's release a few episodes ago. So today I wanted to talk about the journey of actually becoming an author, because this isn't going to be my last book. I'm well into the second one already. And there are so many unexpected things that have come along with being a published author. Things that I just never anticipated, both good and bad. I mean, mainly good, but I'm going to give you everything today, talk about the whole experience, because I know a lot of people in my audience want to become an author one day. When I shared Living in Tune, I got so many messages from people and comments as well, saying that they also wanted to be an author. So definitely keep an eye out for the free masterclass that I have coming up with Rachel Alice, called How to Successfully Publish Your First Spiritual Book. We're going to be holding this masterclass on Sunday, the 23rd of January at 5 p.m. UK, 12 New York, and 9 a.m. California. I can never remember the time zones. I think it's PST is California, EST is New York. So go and sign up through the link in my Instagram bio at IamLizRoberta. If you're on my website, of course, you can sign up there, but probably the best place is just on my Instagram page. You can sign up for the free masterclass. And the reason we're doing it together is because we've had different journeys to becoming an author. So I did traditional publishing, Rachel did self-publishing. Traditional publishing is not for everyone. It takes a really long time. There's definitely pros and cons of both. And it's also harder to get a traditional publishing deal, whereas anyone can self-publish. So we talk all about it in the masterclass. We're going to help you decide what the right way is for you, tell you a bit about our journeys, and give you lots and lots of top tips about how you can start your author journey. So let's start the episode then. Oh my goodness, I am just manifesting so much right now. And this is one of the things that I wanted to bring up today. When I released my book, when I just shared about it for the first time at the beginning of December, it was an eclipse as well. I don't know if that gave it a little boost, but I had the biggest quantum leap, like the most giant quantum leap. And ever since I shared my book with the world, I feel like I have just been manifesting at lightning speed. Like I'll think of something and then within a few hours, someone will offer it to me or I'll get something for free. It's just absolutely insane. Like I can't even tell you how magical it is. And it's because I'm so aligned with my purpose. And I think there's just been a huge energetic release from not having to keep it secret anymore and actually being able to share this wonderful, wonderful gift with the world through my book. So that is definitely something that I wasn't expecting, this massive quantum leap to happen. And it's been incredible. And I'm sure there's many more quantum leaps to come as well. So it's been an absolutely incredible month so far. Great start to the year. And another thing that has surprised me since my book coming out into the world is all the invitations I've been getting for press. So people have been coming to me asking to go on their podcast, asking to write articles. And as a projector in human design, this is amazing. We all know it's all about the invitation. So I've absolutely loved that. And then, of course, more people are coming into my community as well because people are sharing it. Hay House are sharing it. And I'm doing these podcast interviews, and a few of the podcast interviews I've done, I've had people buy the book straight after listening to it, which was amazing and totally unexpected. So now I'm like, right, I need to go on as many podcasts as possible because I love doing podcast interviews And each one I've done so far, I've had people coming in and buying the book. So that's really incredible. And there's just so many other moments of joy throughout the whole process of becoming an author. And it starts way before your book is even out. So when you get your first foreign rights deals, when people choose to translate your book overseas, they pay a sum of money. I talk all about this in my upcoming program, so keep an eye out for that. But when you get your foreign rights coming in, I didn't realize that I got a speaking fee for reading my audiobook, so that was amazing as well. The first time that you see your book cover, when you hand your finished manuscript in. Now, I kind of laugh about this. I was chuckling to myself the other day because when I finished my first draft and I submitted the manuscript, me and my mom went to Sandbanks, and this was in April 2021. We went to Sandbanks and we were sat on a bench, bought a bottle of Moët. I took two champagne glasses and I was like, oh my God, I'm done. I finished my book, which is so funny to me now because it hadn't even begun. Honestly, writing a book is not the hard part. That's the easy part. It's going through all of the edits that is the hard part. That is when the time pressure is seriously on. That's when you have to negotiate for every single word. You have to fight, or fight's too strong, but you have to negotiate and discuss with each and every editor and basically justify why you want to keep something, why you're not going to change it. Some of the things have to change anyway, and they get kind of taken out of your control. So the edit is so much more work and much more challenging than just writing the book. And you will get, you know, a few days to go through your entire manuscript, make the changes they're suggesting. I mean, it's intense. So I wasn't expecting that at all. And I really thought, I was like, oh, I've handed it in, it's done. You know, they'll just correct any typos or spelling. And yeah, I just was not prepared at all. So it's so funny. But that was a good moment at the time when I handed in my first draft. And I was like, woohoo, I'm done. I've written a book, I've submitted it. And then I celebrated then. And just the buzz of excitement of sharing it. I mean, you can probably tell if you followed me on social media and you saw the excitement of everyone, everyone who was sharing it, posts with over 100 comments from people. And it was amazing. I could just feel the energy building and building and building. And it wasn't all mine. It was coming from everyone else and them sharing in my joy and my excitement. And it was just incredible. There are so many moments of joy and pure elation that you will feel when you become an author, if it's what your purpose is, which it definitely is for me. So it's just been an incredible journey, and I can't wait to release my next book. And I also want to do card decks. I'm desperate to do card decks. So we'll see what comes next. It's either going to be a card deck or a book or maybe a journal, but there's a lot more coming, I promise you. So definitely keep an eye out for whatever my next creations are going to be. So let's go into some of the things I didn't expect about becoming an author that weren't as exciting. So first of all, I had an issue with a bookseller. So those of you in the UK, you will know WH Smith. They're a massive high street retailer. They do like stationery and books. They started shipping my book out before Christmas. Now, it's not a huge issue, but I felt so bad because obviously I've been banging on about the 11th. The official release date was the 11th of January. So that's what I've been telling people, and that's what people are waiting for. And everyone who had ordered from anywhere else, and as we know, most people will order from Amazon, and anyone in other countries had to wait till the 11th. But I had a few people messaging me like, why WH Smith just messaged me saying that my book's on the way? And then they sent me a picture of it. And I was like, oh, well, you know, nothing we can do. And obviously, when I started getting these messages, I told Hay House, and they said, you know, there's nothing we can do. If anything, it's just going to help to spread word of mouth faster. So just see it as a good thing. So I did feel guilty about that. So that was one kind of unplanned thing that came up. And also when I took it over to my parents' house to show them for the first time, I was really nervous. Now, I didn't talk that much within it about my personal life, so it's not like there was anything majorly bad in it, but just kind of revealing it. And again, they knew I'd written a book, and I'd even shown them the cover, and they knew what it was about. So it wasn't anything to really be afraid of. That's why it was kind of surprising, but I was so nervous, just really revealing it. And I showed it to my sister as well. So when you start actually sharing it with people, it can be a bit scary, a bit nerve-wracking, more so with people in your personal life, I think, much more so than with your community. Like, I'm just so excited for everyone in my community to have it because you guys know what I talk about and write about all the time. And the book's just an extension of that. Whereas for people in your personal life, they're not necessarily as familiar with it. They haven't chosen to be in the spiritual community. So yeah, it definitely comes with a little bit of apprehension and a bit of fear, and I guess a witch wound being triggered there as well. So there are some tricky moments, but I can't even tell you how much they are just dwarfed by the absolutely phenomenal moments. I feel like I'm able to totally own my space fully now as who I really am. And I just can't wait to keep seeing the messages from people who've read it, the people who've ordered it, everyone who has written a review. And if you've ordered it, then please, please, please do leave a review, because they are so helpful for the listing, especially if you bought it on Amazon. It is the reviews that push the listing up and make sure that it doesn't just fall into obscurity, because there are so many listings on Amazon that you really need your listing to have life in order for it to be at the top. So please do go and leave a review if you have already ordered Living in Tune. And as I said, if you haven't, then just go to wherever you buy books and you should be able to find Living in Tune there. So if you have the calling, the dream, the desire to be an author, just like I did for so many years before Living in Tune came out, I have something really special in store for you. This masterclass that we are hosting, How to Successfully Publish Your First Spiritual Book, is really going to help you on this journey. You're going to get clear on what you need to do to become an author. And there are so many different parts to this. It's about setting your book up for success. It's about writing an amazing proposal. And it's about pitching, publishing, and promoting your book. So we cover the whole process. So it's about planning your book and your proposal, getting a publisher or publishing yourself. We go through both of those processes. And then we also cover the promotion after your book is out. We honestly take you through the entire thing. And as I said, because we both did different types of publishing, we cover them both. So we really believe there's nothing else in the market quite like this. We've put our heart and soul into this program. We've been making it for over 6 months. There's honestly nothing else that I would put into this program that isn't already in it. I have given you every single thing from my journey and that I know about traditional publishing in order to help you, because this is what I needed years ago when I thought that you just wrote a book, sent it off to a publisher, and hey ho, there you go. I was so wrong, and there's so much to learn. So I just wanted to make that journey as quick and simple as possible for you so that you can enjoy all of the amazing benefits that I've had since getting my book out into the world. So if you're busy on Sunday the 23rd of January, or you're listening to this and that date is already long gone, then fear not, we are saving the free masterclass so you can watch it whenever. So it should be in my Instagram bio still. If not, just send me a DM. If you're listening to this and the date hasn't passed yet, but you don't think you can make it, then you can sign up for the masterclass and you'll be sent the replay. So don't worry too much about the date if you can't make it or if it's already in the past. You can still watch the free masterclass and learn more about publishing your first spiritual book. So I will see you there, and I can't wait to talk more about this topic because this has just been the best start to the year. It's also timed with my Saturn return, and I'm so incredibly blessed. So thank you so much to everyone who has ordered Living in Tune. If you were one of the people who got a free angel card reading and the third eye activation, I hope they helped you and activated you and gave you the message that you need to hear. And if you didn't, then I hope you enjoy Living in Tune, and I hope you enjoy the free gifts that are detailed inside the book. I hope it helps you. I hope it awakens you, and I hope it helps you to connect with your intuition. Sending you so much love, and I'll see you at the masterclass. Thank you for listening to this episode, and please remember to subscribe to this podcast. I'm sure that like me, you would love for more people to know this information. So if you leave a review and send me a screenshot of it on Instagram, which is at I Am Ms. Roberta, you'll get a $50 voucher code to use on one of my online course launches. This won't be around forever, so go and leave a review now, and I'll see you next time.